most popular vacation spots in your country? As China is such a massive, diverse country, there are so many vacation spots that are popular with both domestic and international tourists. Some places are popular for their natural beauty, such as Jiujiaigou National Park in Sichuan Province, which is renowned for its canyons, forests, lakes, and snowy mountains. Other places are popular because of the wide range of activities you can do there. Cities such as Shanghai are very popular because they offer world-famous restaurants, luxury shopping stores, historical buildings like the Oriental Pearl Tower, and many other attractions like Disneyland and the Bund. No matter what your hobbies or interests, you'll be able to find something to do in a city like Shanghai or Beijing. Even though some people don't really like being outdoors in the sun for too long, many coastal towns and cities are also popular. In Sanya, in Hainan Province, people can enjoy beautiful sandy beaches and crystal clear water. Also, people can indulge in activities they wouldn't usually get to try, such as surfing, snorkeling, or island hopping. Can it be enjoyable to spend holidays at home? Some people work very long hours, 6 or 7 days a week. This is a normal part of Chinese culture, especially for people who are trying to provide the best possible life for their family. Because they work so hard, many people don't get to spend much time at home with their family. There are millions of migrant workers, for example, who spend most of their time working in cities far away from their hometown. They may only be able to return home once a year, usually at Chinese New Year. For these people, spending their holidays at home is the best choice. They probably have little interest in visiting famous landmarks or eating different cuisine because all they want to do is spend time at home with their loved ones without worrying about work. Would most people in your country like to have longer holidays? I think most, if not all, people in all countries would like to have longer holidays. I doubt you could find anybody in the world complaining that there are too many holidays, even in countries like Malaysia, Singapore, or Indonesia, which have the most public holidays of all. I heard that people in these countries value their time above everything else, even money, although I'm not sure if this is true or just a stereotype. In China, on the other hand, I think most people would choose to get a higher salary than longer holidays. Many people that my family knows are obsessed with making money, and they would probably choose to never have a day off work if they were guaranteed to make more money. Is it important for young people to be well prepared before traveling? In my opinion, it is quite important for young people to be well prepared before traveling because it can make a big difference to how much they enjoy their holiday. Making sure that you have the correct visas and other travel documents, for example, can ensure that your journey is smooth, while booking hotels a few months in advance can save you a lot of money. Reading about the dangers of a particular city or country could prevent you being robbed or getting lost. On the other hand, it's important not to plan every aspect of a trip because being too strict with a travel schedule can easily become annoying, especially if you are traveling with a group of friends who have different personalities and interests. I think having a positive travel experience is about finding a balance between being well prepared and being ready to compromise your plans to keep everybody in your group happy.